This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
You love a bit of Gaelic, Aisling, don't you?
A bit of Gaelic?
Gaelic?
You mean a bit of Gaelga? Irish?
Oh God, yeah, sorry.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Emma. Wow. Spending too much time with Jack.
What a start to the podcast.
Oh God, can we start again?
Not at all.
Delete.
I love that Gaelic that you speak over in Ireland.
I'd say I could write down all the Irish words I know on one page.
No, Dave. You know way more than you think.
Do you think?
Definitely.
You definitely do. And I feel like sometimes, you know, if I listen to like the Irish like radio, what's it called? That's my brain.
Radio and the Gael took to?
Yeah, Christ, I'm bad.
Riding the Gaelics is very difficult.
You're just having a real Protestant day, don't worry.
I'm just wrecked today. Sometimes I'm listening, being like, come on, surely you can understand. And I'm really surprised that I can't.
No, do you know, I'm best at understanding Dubs or Leinster people in Irish, because that was the Irish that I grew up with, which is kind of the shittest form of
Irish. Did you have a different form of Irish to us?
In Waterford. Probably. Probably.
Munster Irish.
Munster Irish.
Is that a thing? Yeah.
Munster Irish.
I think because we listened to so much oral audio of like Donegal Irish as well, that was probably the two I can do, probably my locality.
Yeah.
And probably a bit of Donegal. I'm actually going to the Gaeltacht in a couple of
months. Are you going to go? Yeah.
Are you booked, Ash?
I haven't booked it yet, no, because I'm trying to figure. Anyway, we might have visitors coming over from America for Paddy's weekend.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the Gaeltacht that I went to. And that was interesting because it's up in Donegal and I've always been terrified of Donegal Irish. But when you're actually immersed in it and you hear it for a few days, it's
lovely.
Grand.
I've seen
some
video of two lads. It was like two lads on the road. They were both in cars.
Yeah.
But one of them was like beeping at the other. And so the other fella got out of his car and the other fella also got out of the car and they started roaring at each other in pure Irish.
Brilliant.
It was gas.
That's
it.
So
was, and
cool.
I was like watching, going, "This is the coolest thing ever." Obviously, he's like deep in the Gaeltacht or whatever, but they were just going mad at each other in Irish, and it was amazing. I loved it.
I actually got a great book from my boyfriend's brother, who's like also an English guy, and it was for Christmas, and it's really nice. It writes inside. It's the Hector O'Hagan book, Irish Phrases Should Know.
Yeah. I got that for my mom for Christmas.
Did you? Yeah. I'm dying to have you started it. I know it's like something
we
you
were
pick
looking
up
at it
and
over
put
Christmas.
Down.
Yeah.
I have it beside my bed. I need to just pick it up and get into it and see what's in it. But like, yeah, that was like hot property over Christmas in the middle of bookshops, like really on display. And he was very sweet. He said to get Jack practicing before the Gaeltacht trip.
That's so cute. I actually realised I didn't get it from my mum. My dad did. I don't know why I said that.
What's his surname?
I was like, I actually didn't get it from my mum. My dad did.
Hector.
I lied.
Oh, sorry. And I thought you said your parents got it for you.
No, sometimes my dad listens to his podcast and I didn't want to take credit for that present. So if you're listening, Dad,
Billy.
Sorry.
She's confirmed that it was you who spent money on the Irish Phrases You Should Know book.
If anyone would like to know, it's a Hector O'Hagan.
O'Hagan.
And lots of facts coming up on today's show.
Oh, and an English Fex boss
Central
as well.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
I would look at that. It's Friday.
Good morning.
Oh, would you look? Hello, Friday.
Thank God for that.
I just had my first good look at you. You look really bronzed.
I was actually thinking, I was like, they've clearly not really looked at my face.
No,
today,
I haven't either.
Because no one said anything.
You're going to London, so you've got your tan done.
Well done.
Can we celebrate this moment?
What are you going to London for?
We're going over to celebrate my friend's engagement.
Oh, class.
Yeah, there's like
your
seven
friend
of us
Alex
going. AKA me, no, it's not me.
It's the first time ever you've been more tan than me.
That's actually true.
We should take a photo of this today.
Yeah, I did a full on tan Thursday.
Yeah, I
felt like a real girl.
Did you?
I've done that since mid-December.
That is so funny.
I'm paler than I've ever been.
When you do your tan though, would you do your full body?
Oh yeah.
Oh no, like I'm like I stop above the boobs, the legs are white, everything else is white.
So at the legs are white?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Because I'm wearing tights. I'm a lazy tanner.
Okay, fair.
Oh yeah. Bare minimum.
I just like the whole lot done.
I know.
Why aren't you tanned?
I'm taking a little breather.
You're not going to London.
I'm not going to London.
See,
I'm not shaving my legs.
Right.
I'm not putting on makeup at the moment. And my nails are in bits. I'm rotten.
No
I'm
nails, no tan, no makeup.
I'm washing my hair twice
I think
a
you
week
look fabulous.
Thanks, Emil. Loving it. I'm trying to get rid of some spots.
Good. You gotta reset every now and again.
Yeah.
Do you know on the engagement London thing? It was actually really funny the other night. We were at Pinball and I was like to my friend Emer, I was like, oh my God, we got the video of when Alex proposed to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had his friend videoing from afar. I was like, we can watch it in London. She was like, oh my God, yeah. And Alex chimed in. He's like, do you remember though, it's for Anna and Lauren's engagement and not your engagement. And we both were literally like, oh yeah.
How dare you remind me of that, Alex?
I know. Steal, I was like, thunder. Oh yeah, I guess it's not my day.
This is all those things that you have to learn. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, don't announce you're pregnant at someone's wedding.
Yeah.
You're like,
I can't believe you're going to not celebrate your own engagement when you're all tanned and lovely.
I know.
Lovely.
Isn't it terrible?
Not fair.
If they don't give you your moment, they're awful friends. Yeah.
Terribly selfless.
Recharged.
Happy Friday to you. It's just after 10 past 7. And I know a lot of the girlos are particularly excited about this weekend. And I think, you know what? Fair play to Molly May. Release the Behind the Curtain documentary in January when everyone's at a load of nothing.
It's a great weekend time to do it.
I was telling you that I am spending Saturday night in Cork in a hotel room. I got a voucher last year for my birthday that I need to use before it expires. And we're planning on sitting and doing a whole lot of nothing. And the big thing, I suppose the girls that I'm going with are much more obsessed with the Molly May story than I am, but I am very interested. We're like, let's sit down and watch the Molly May documentary Saturday. It's out today, and we're like, they're actually talking about matching pajamas first. Look.
My God, is it the toy show?
No.
No, they are. That's how much.
You honestly set women back 3 steps every time you do this show.
I don't do anything. I'm just telling you what the girls want to do. All right.
No, but like, that's the thing you need to keep to yourself, that the girls are planning to do.
Obviously, it was big drama late last year when Molly May shocked the world announcing her split from Tommy Fury. That was actually quite sad at the time. No one really knows what went on. There was a lot of rumours that, you know, and he got pretty lambasted online on the back of that announcement. But this will cover not only that, but the launch of her new fashion line, which again is just a hashtag ad, I guess, that everyone's going to be watching.
The whole documentary is going to be a hashtag ad.
Of course
it is. I hope she actually, dishes on Tommy Fury. And doesn't just like.
He's the dad of her daughter. She's not going to do that.
I know, that's what I mean.
She also has like a weekly YouTube series that she kind of discusses all sorts anyway. So it's going to have to be a step ahead of that, obviously, to make it worthwhile. Here's a clip from it.
UK's number one influencer.
We were utterly obsessed with one another. All I ever wanted was to get married. Suddenly overnight, every part of my life changed.
She is the really sound of all of them, doesn't she?
It is mad. Like, she is the, you know, the Lamborghini of influencers. Like,
she is
that person.
She's the number one. When she was being filmed by her documentary crew, she rocked up to a drive-thru and her order from McDonald's, in case anyone's interested, I know the girls I'm going with probably would be, a large chicken Big Mac, a 6-pack of chicken nuggets, and a mozzarella dipper share box.
Well, my life is different now that I know that.
She has a trio of favourite dips that include curry, ketchup and barbecue.
There's no way she finishes all that.
She's so relatable.
She's just having like a little like taster meal, guys. Of everything.
Maybe she's just like us.
With that though, obviously, look, it's kind of, in a way, it's like, does it deserve a documentary? And I'm like, yeah, we can't underestimate how bloody famous Molly May is at the same time. Like, people love her. But there's other kind of celebrity dramas from over the years that I would love a fly in the wall documentary on, such as I'd love now in 2025 a big documentary about Miley Cyrus during her big twerking era.
Oh yes.
Swinging on Wrecking Ball days. I want the footage of the marketing plans for her then, what she really thought of it all, how she felt about it all, the backlash, all that.
Yes.
I want to see her behind the dropping it all the time. I want footage of Kanye and Taylor's teams backstage at the 2009 VMAs.
Oh yeah.
Before, during and after the infamous, I'm going to let you finish, hijack during Taylor's acceptance speech. I'd love a documentary about the planning and the execution of Beyonce's first pregnancy announcement at the 2011 VMAs.
Yeah.
I want to see the costume department figuring out the outfit to disguise it before the big reveal. I want her watching the internet begin to melt down after that, into the headlines being printed the following morning. I'd be all over that, the lot. Sticking with Beyonce, give me a full 8-part series focusing solely on the Solange Jay-Z slap in the lift.
Oh, elevator gate. Gimme.
Yeah, I wouldn't have much interest in that. I just saw the video and I was just like, that's it now. Someone got slapped in an elevator. That's all I need to know. 8-part series, no thanks.
There's got to be more.
You don't ask for why.
No.
Okay.
I think it's funnier.
There's not a lot going on up there, is there?
I think it's funnier to know. I think it's funnier to not know.
The Chris Rock slap. There's so much more you could do with that as well. Like, sign me up.
Oh, That's one I have. I would love a documentary on that. Even though I watched it live, like, happen in real time.
Yeah, again, what more is there to know?
I'd love, like, just the behind the scenes. What happened next? Like,
Getting given out to. The Oscars going mad.
I'd love it.
Like, Jada and Will afterwards.
Yes.
Finally, I would just love love to see how like the parents and the friends and the schools all reacted and dealt with the likes of Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson and Rupert Grint just rising to these huge worldwide childhood
stars.
Oh,
I'm sure there is documentaries on that one though, to be fair. Like you have like the reunion of Harry Potter kind of documentaries, and they kind of talk about like how each of them are their own character. Like Emma Watson put her money into savings and Daniel Radcliffe didn't know what to do with his money and Rupert Grint bought an ice cream van.
Love it.
So yeah.
Food for thought, documentary makers.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That is Shaboozy and a bar song. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
I have found over the last like couple of years doing the show that me and producer Callum have very much the exact same sense of humour, which sometimes annoys me because sometimes he's laughing at things and I'm like, this is not funny. Like at all.
So maybe not the same sense of
but
humor?
But we do like for a lot of things.
Okay.
But sometimes he laughs at things and I'm like, I don't get this at
just
all.
Just when you thought you were aligned, you're like, ah no, you lost me there.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes that kind of freaks me out. But he did find something that I also came across the other day and he sent it to me and I was like, yeah, this is my type of humor. And basically it's a guy on TikTok and he tells really, really bad jokes and he just tells you, by the way, this is not funny. Don't laugh. And because of that rule, you're kind of like, I kind of want to laugh.
Oh, no.
It's quite, some of them are like genuinely very clever, yeah. quite funny jokes. So I enjoy them. So I thought I would play you a couple of the jokes and see how you feel. It also gave me a real inkling of you can do anything you want on TikTok. Like anything at all and you could potentially blow up.
Mm. Yeah, why has he gotten big?
He's gotten massive. Some of these videos have like 12 million views.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? So like it, and they're not exact, there's not a lot of effort put in. Most of the videos sound like this.
What did 50 Cent do when he got hungry? 58. It's not funny. Don't laugh.
I can see Aisling going.
Ah, yeah, that deserves a chuckle.
That's just least. Great. Like, it's
yeah,
just,
it is because it doesn't make it stupid.
It's so stupid. It's absolutely garbage content, and I love it. I want more of it. And lucky I have more. Don't laugh.
What do you get when a dinosaur kicks you in the butt? A mega sore ass. It's not funny.
It's not funny. Don't laugh.
But you see, the only thing he has to do is say it's not funny.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you see, he says it.
I'm actually laughing before he even says don't
he
laugh.
He says it with such deadpan. He just has the microphone in his hand. He's just staring you directly into your soul. And he's like, don't laugh. That's not funny. And you kind of have to second guess yourself. You're like, you're right, it's not funny. But he delivers it brilliantly. Yeah. Like this.
What do you say if you lose 25% of your roof? Oof. It's not funny.
That is good. Even the setup is funny because it's so obscure.
It's so weird.
Yeah, straight away, like, what do you do if you lose 25% of your roof? Yeah.
Right, come on.
I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, that's it's a good really one. Good. Yeah, you should give that to Dave Moore now on Bad
For
Jokes.
For his bad jokes.
Right, so I want you to actually try it now with this one. Have a listen.
What do you call friends you like to eat with? Taste buds. It's not funny.
That every one. Time Ash laughs and he comes in, he's like, it's not funny. It's like you need a reminder.
Taste buds.
Isn't that so cute?
I go for dinner tonight with the girls. I'm going to be like, you know what? You guys are my taste buds.
Do you want one more?
Yes.
Come on.
I recently checked my home insurance policy and apparently if my blanket is stolen in the middle of the night, I won't be covered.
Oh, that one kind of annoyed me.
No, I love it. I love it. That was my favorite one.
Why did that annoy you?
I think it was just a long explainer. Was it just a long explainer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, damn.
From a scientific background, like, I'd love to know why we lost you there.
Why'd you lose me there? I think because I was like, oh, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
But I didn't like come up with it either, but I was just like, oh, yeah. It got annoyed.
I feel like
don't
we should
do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on.
I recently checked my home insurance policy and apparently if my blanket is stolen in the middle of the night, I won't be covered.
Yeah, I didn't
laugh
that
time. It's not funny.
I enjoy it.
That's good.
We should have that little warning on our show.
What's his name?
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
That's so true. At the
just
top
by
of
the way, it's not
like,
funny.
Don't laugh.
This is not funny.
We need that a lot.
Right, it is 7:25 on a Friday morning.
Woo! Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Benson Boone. And pretty slowly coming up on 7:30, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. And if you've no plans for the weekend, I get it. We're thick into the middle of January now. Let's try and get you to the cinema. get you some cinema passes on the show. Go and do something with yourself this January.
Yeah, there's loads of good films coming out now in the next few weeks and in cinema at the moment already. And we want to give you a pair of IMC cinema passes today. All you got to do is correctly identify a movie based on a 1 second clip. Sounds really hard, but it's always one.
I was about to say, it sounds like you just lost the room there. What
yeah,
do you mean?
I know. Yeah. I know. We're going to play you literally 1 second of a movie. And if you can guess it right, we will give you those cinema passes. To hazard a guess, you just got to WhatsApp us over the word cinema now to 087-711-1038, or maybe not now, maybe in like 30 seconds
when
after you've heard the clip.
What's next on your list to see?
To go see?
Yeah.
I really want to see A Real Pain.
Okay.
Which is that film with Kieran Culkin and Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, okay.
It looks so, so
I've
good.
I've seen the marketing for this movie. I haven't actually seen the trailer
it's
or anything.
It's meant
like
to be amazing. They go to like Poland to like follow their grandmother's roots and they're like cousins.
I really like
and
Kieran
it's, like,
Culkin.
Funny and sad, and you know, one of those good life.
And I really
movies.
Like Jesse Eisenberg, so
yeah.
That actually sounds right up my street.
Yeah, so
I was
going
to slag you about some sort of Oscars weird movie that you were probably wanting to see.
Yeah.
All right, so what is that movie today?
That's all we got.
Oh, God.
I'm sick of this game.
The thing about this game is 100% success rate. We always get winners on this, which is, I think, miraculous. But this is the
I think
clip.
You've just jinxed it there.
Imagine.
What is that?
Do you have it?
I think I know what it is. Wait, go again.
What is that movie? If you think you know, it's cinema in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-103. Don't tell us your guess, because we don't want to know. What did you think, Ash?
Once again, for the second time
Bug's
in two
life.
Weeks, I've guessed A Bug's Life.
How did I know she was going to guess that?
I watched A Bug's Life with my niece over the weekend. What a great film.
Why
I thought it was like when, I don't know what, you know, they do like a big thing comes, oh, it's the rain, and they're like, rain!
Yeah.
And they run. I thought it was that.
Go, give me one more.
Come on, Dave.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even know what they're saying.
Are they saying bug? Or bone?
Who knows?
Go again.
Someone knows it.
Cinema in WhatsApp now, please, to have a guess. 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And we have come across, I think, our first major, potentially, stumbling block for a second at the cinema.
Yeah, you completely jinxed it, Emma. Because Emma said we have a 100% win rate on this. And I just can't be... I don't know if it can be done.
It is a tricky
it's
one for a
tricky
Friday.
One.
I have faith because Carl thinks he knows, but the
come on,
clip sounds like this. Carl, hello.
How are we?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
All good. Just on the way to
work. What do you do for work, Carl?
Fireproofing.
Fireproofing.
Yeah.
Good. Fireproofing gaffs. Fair play to you.
Amazing.
Fireproofing houses, buildings.
Very
brilliant,
good, Carl.
Important
that's
work.
That's a cool job.
Big
all right.
Time.
Carl, this is the clip. What is that movie?
It's Monsters, Inc.
Is it Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc.
Producer Callum shakes the head.
Ah, damn it.
We actually had a Monsters, Inc. As the winner last week one time.
I think it's the most guessed movie, Monsters, Inc. on this game.
There's a lot of weird sounds in
there. Yeah, there is, to be fair. Carl, it wasn't to be, but thank you so much for playing.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
It's also strange for not one of three of us in the room to have a clue.
Not a clue.
I think.
I couldn't even hazard a guess.
I don't even have a single guess. Someone who did have a guess was Senan. He texted in and said, is it Ice Age when the dodos run off the cliff? Which I really enjoy. The melon.
This is the clip again. Callum again shaking his head.
Oh dear.
Can we extend this clip?
I think
perhaps?
In this case we might have to. It's the Friday in January, looking into Blue Monday. People need something to be doing for the weekend.
We need a win.
We need cinema passes to be given away. Can we just extend a little bit, Callum?
Are we extending it? Okay, deadly.
Okay, so this was the original clip, okay? Cinema in a WhatsApp to have a guess at this. It's now 2 seconds.
Damn fire. It. No, it's not fire. It's my eyes.
What?
That's what he says at the very end.
Okay, let's just hear that again. I think I know it.
Oh.
Ashling, that sounded really dodgy.
Sorry.
Oh, come on.
I don't have a pen to write one down.
Cinema in a WhatsApp 087-711-1038. I thought it was a TV show, to be honest, but that is a movie.
So yeah.
100% a movie.
My eyes. Yeah, there's something there.
For the first time in a second at the cinema history, or maybe the second, we've had to extend.
Yeah, it was too difficult.
We've extended
really
2 seconds, which goes like this.
Okay, it's so familiar. It's doing my head in.
Annalise is there. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Right, let's have a listen to this clip again. And what do you think that movie is, Annalise?
It's a Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Ah, guys, another shake of the head from Gavin.
Oh, stop.
No.
Not even a potential. Annalise, great guest, though. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Also, there is Jamie. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Jamie? What do you think this film is? Have another listen.
Go on, Jamie. Give it to us.
I had a suspicion it was Grown-Ups.
Grown-Ups with Adam Sandler. I really do love that movie. All right, over to Callum.
No, another bloody shake of the head. This is going to annoy him now.
Damn it.
Sorry, Jamie.
No worries. Thanks.
Yes, Jamie, good luck.
Bye-bye. And Aaron is there as well. Hey, Aaron.
Morning. Good, how are you?
We're good. Good, Aaron. This is the clip. Please put us out of our misery. What is that movie?
That is the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
The SpongeBob SquarePants movie. Oh, my eyes. Hold on. I think I know where this is from. It's something to do with the Krabby Patty or something.
Do you know where it's from?
It's when King Neptune takes off his crown.
And he's bald.
He's bald.
Oh, my God. Let's see if he's right.
My hair is spinning a bit.
Oh, Your Highness, I'm sure it's not that noticeable. Bald! Bald! Bald!
Unbelievable.
Well, what a classic producer Callum movie to pick as well.
So typical.
How didn't we know?
This is the way to play this game. You start thinking in more in producer Callum's brain.
Yeah, dead right.
But well done. Pair of IMC Cinema passes to you. Well done.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, bro. Have a good luck. You too.
See ya.
Finally, done.
Thank God for that.
Well done, Aaron.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourite places every Friday.
That took it out of me. The whole thing took it out of me.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Body Charge, Adam and Dave Ashley.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello and happy Friday.
Good morning. Woo-hoo. Welcome to the weekend. Thank God for that. I've worked tirelessly this week.
Yeah.
Tirelessly.
You really need the break.
I really need the break.
What's this, your fourth day in work this year?
Yeah, fourth day in January. And you know what really annoyed me about January? You got to change your password on the computers.
Is that what's stressing you out?
It's stressing me out so much. If you work in like any kind of business that has an IT company, they will, or an IT department, they'll make you change your password every like 6 months or something. And I find, I'm going to, unpopular opinion, it's completely pointless to change your password every 6 months.
Why?
If
for the last 6 months hackers couldn't get in, I'm betting for the next 6 months they can't get in.
Yeah, that means I've picked a foolproof password.
Exactly. What happens if I change the password and it's easier to guess?
True.
Yeah, like what do I just change mine to, like password 123 then?
Exactly.
I'll do that for spite, maybe.
So every single time I come into work, I put in my old password. No, wrong. I'm like, for God's sake. Every time. And it happens every 6 months. It's completely pointless. Unpopular opinion, I'm going to call out the IT department. It's absolutely pointless. And I think it needs to stop.
I think upgrade the PCs to the... Like, I love the keychain on your iPhone that you can just Face ID most of your passwords.
A nice little kind of like touch ID pad on your laptop. Look, it's me.
Yeah.
Sort it out
and bring out the big books and sort out touch screens.
There you go.
Or that's it.
You should be running this company, Emma.
I think we should all have iPads.
I agree.
Just like have them. They're like, so handy.
Literal primary schools, but 5-year-olds have iPads.
And yeah, exactly.
We're on like Windows 2009.
But like also, beanbags. I think we should all have beanbags as well while we're at IT.
But like what are you... I know it's all GDPR and stuff like that, but I just find it stupid. And so, yeah, that's what I'd like to call out this morning.
It's so boring.
It's so crap.
I
hate it.
I actually love it.
Do you?
It's brilliant, yeah.
What do you love about GDPR?
I think it's a great, great initiative.
It is a good initiative, but it is boring. Like, it's like, oh, you got to close your laptop if you're going 5 metres away from it. Go away. I'm not going to do that.
No, I love it now. I think it's fantastic. One of the best things the EU ever did.
The EU. Here's Billie Eilish and Spin.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Spin your number one hit music station.
Moaning.
Good moaning. I mentioned earlier in the week that the trip to the bathroom in this place is just after getting way, way worse.
Yes. Yeah. What's with that? Isn't I come it? Back and all the doors are closed.
It takes 5 doors to be opened before you can get into the bathroom now, from this studio to the toilet.
You wouldn't want to be bursting.
And that little corridor that you have to walk down to get to the toilets is awkward enough to bump into a colleague in without now having to open 2 doors that were previously closed. I think they may have been fire doors that were always supposed to be closed, and they were always propped open for as long as we've worked here.
Don't be telling me.
Yeah, I know. Ah, look, it's all out there anyway in the open. So now there's so many doors you have to go through, and I was saying earlier in the week that I've been sort of running ahead of producer Callum so that I don't have to awkwardly talk to him while we push open 5 doors all the way to the toilet.
Their bladders seem to have synced up a lot.
Oh, gross.
We're really in sync with our bladders. However, yesterday I was brave. And I said, no, I'm just going to go after Callum, like straight after.
Oh, never go after Callum.
I was going at the same time.
You know, he starts farting on the way.
Yeah. There was like a green gas in the room. So Callum's in front of me and we're going through all the doors. And just to break the awkward silence, every time he opened a door, I just went, door, 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 door. And then Callum goes, my first word was door. And I was like, quite interesting first word, you know, it's not mama or dada. And I said, well, my first word was spoon.
Was it?
But I actually said it like foom. So I guess you could say my first word was fume.
Foom.
Or foom. What was yours? Do you know?
I haven't a notion, but I know that my nephew's just going around going, car, car.
Oh, car.
For everything now.
That's
not
funny.
Not to, you know, put myself on too high of a pedestal, but my first word was 2 words.
What was it?
All done. For when I was cleaning the toy room, my mum was like, all done. And I went, ah, done.
Oh, that's cute. That's very cute.
I love the way Callum's was door, because it wasn't door, it was door.
Door. It was. So anyway, then I started thinking, like, what would be a really funny word and really obscure for your baby to say as their first word? And then I was just absolutely cracking myself up thinking of different words. Like, I was actually wetting myself. And I was just thinking, imagine your baby hasn't spoken. It's like dribbling.
Yeah.
It's got sick all over itself. And then it just goes, drainage.
Quite a complex word.
I know. Drainage. Yeah, literally. Imagine your baby's just on a big poo in its nappy, it's rolling around in poo, and then it just goes, sniper.
Sniper.
Like, what did Noah just say?
Oh my God.
What did Noah just say?
Another one, macros.
What is that?
It's like when you're
gym
stuff. Like gym bros, like games.
Sitting there having your yogurt and just going, Macros.
What do you think would be funny?
I'm just trying to think of them here. Like, imagine your little kid sitting on the couch watching Peppa Pig. Not a word out of the kid, and just goes,
juxtaposition.
I'd enjoy that.
It's long.
Baraka.
Synthetics.
Impeccable.
Slacks.
Gastro.
Gastro, I like.
Vivacious.
Vivacious.
High rocks.
Golf.
Golf is brilliant.
I hate this. That would freak me out as a grown adult if a child just started saying these random words.
Yeah,
imagine if your kid just went flabbergasted. And that just is all they could say for quite some time.
What about just Dave? That'd be terrifying.
If there was no Dave known in their lives, they'd start saying Dave.
Oh, Dave.
That'd be pretty
Imagine
cool.
Imagine your kids just getting burped and it just goes, Tarland. So now I actually want to implore you, if you are the parent of a young child who has yet to speak, please sprinkle these words into your vocabulary.
Yeah,
sprinkle
please.
Drainage, sprinkle high rocks, sprinkle vivacious, and make your child be the first child to have that as their first
that
word.
That would be amazing.
I am going to do this. When I have a kid, I'm going to say, like, Thailand the whole time.
Obviously.
And just see if they'll say it as their first word.
We have to say it, like, with the accent.
Thorland.
My brother obviously learned to speak when he was in, when he went to primary school, they were doing like the alphabet, and it was like, all right, who can think of a word beginning with A? And Sean just went ambidextrous. And that is an insight into my brother's personality.
Oh my god.
What the hell, where did he get that from?
Oh, he's a freak.
Use these words around your
very
kids
smart.
And report back, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I feel like I didn't really fill you in on the flu that I had over the last week. Obviously, it was, you know, it was very dramatic, wouldn't be like me, and I took off a full week. But you've no idea how bad it was. And I was putting up on my Instagram to be like, has anyone had this? Like, what do you do? Anyone have any tips or whatever?
Yeah.
People were getting on to me like, this has lasted me 5 weeks. So I feel so bad for some
people.
Oh my
God, that's like long COVID or something.
There's a real bad dose going around. And if you have even an inkling of it, I'm so, so sorry. And just rest up, because it's a really, really awful thing. I've realised that I've never experienced the flu before. Yeah. I've had COVID and things like that. But this was something else.
People throw around, I have the flu, I had the flu.
I hate when people misuse the
word flu.
Because I've never had it before.
I'm like, you don't know what the flu is. You've got a cold.
I would have done that before I had the flu.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh yeah, I just had the flu or whatever. Now I realise, dear God, no, this is what I had this time.
Mm.
And the reason I like realised it was a couple of bad, there was obviously a lot of bad days. But I had to do some really pathetic things to like make myself feel better. The fever dreams were absolutely insane. I woke
up. Literal fever dreams.
Literal fever dreams. I woke up genuinely thinking I was in the traitors. And I was like, what am I going to do about, because I know who the traitors are. I know it's Linda and Mina. What am I going to do? Do I tell the others? Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I was awake for 15 minutes, you know, thinking about this.
Yeah.
The other thing was I had another fever dream where I was like, I've just come up with this amazing millionaire's idea.
Mm.
And it was pick and mix drawers for your freezer, right? Honestly, I was like, I'm going to be a millionaire.
You just put the nugs in a shelf and then go in and take them out.
Open your freezer and you open up a drawer and there's a load of onion rings. And in the other drawer, there's a load of chicken nuggets. I also came up with a keyboard attached to your mouse. So when you're using your computer, you only ever have to use one hand. Right? Again, these were just ideas that I couldn't get out of my head. And I was like,
I'm
going to be a millionaire. But the things that I did, like, to kind of make myself feel better while I had these fever dreams or while I had this flu, were honestly pathetic. The very first day I had it, I left work early. I went straight to Harvey Norman to buy myself an electric blanket. By the way, best thing I did. But the thing is, like, the size of a postage stamp. It's like, it's tiny.
Tiny.
They just go into the middle, don't they?
It's like a napkin.
Oh, no.
I opened it up, like, I went to unfold it, and I was like trying to find the next bit where you unfold it. And it was like, no, that's it. I was like, what do you mean?
It doesn't cover your body.
It doesn't cover. It's like to go over the comforter or over the mattress thing.
So were you just like lying in that one position?
I was like
bed?
A ball. Yeah, I was covered. Yeah. I was like trying to make myself as small as possible so I could fit on this thing. Absolutely pathetic. I changed my phone wallpaper to dark. I changed it to the moon. At one point, you can basically on your iPhone, you can change it to whatever you want.
Yeah.
But if you change it to the moon, which is preset, every time you open your phone, the moon will move. And that was too much for me. I couldn't. It was freaking me out. I was getting sick at the thought of it. So I had to just make it dark. Just make it dark. I got the moon wallpaper and just zoomed into the sky where it was just dark so that it would no longer move.
So it was just the blackness.
It's just blackness. That's, and my entire phone is just completely dark now. I took the straw off my Stanley cup and just sat back, like whenever I was in bed, and just tipped the water into my mouth because I realised that sucking the water through the straw was making me out of breath.
Oh God!
It was too much
effort.
It was too much effort. I was like having three suckfuls of water, and I'm like,
oh God!
It was too much.
Scary.
It was terrifying. It's so pathetic. I only whispered to Alexa because she would whisper back.
So
if you say to, you know, Alexa, you'd be like, Alexa, what's the time? She'd be like, oh, it's 10 past 10.
What'd she whisper back?
Yeah, she'll whisper back. So I'd only whisper to her because I couldn't deal with her. Like, there was one time where she was like, it's 10 past 10. I was like, shut up! And then the last thing was, I was like, okay, I'm going to make myself feel better. I'm going to make myself feel healthier. It's something to work towards.
Mm.
So I booked myself in to hot yoga.
Wow.
Didn't go, obviously.
Yeah, for when?
But I just paid for four sessions of hot yoga. And the last...
Why didn't you go?
But I couldn't.
I was only doing it so I could be like, right, yeah, that's something to work towards. Each time it came along, I was like, I can't go to that. So
I'm in bits.
I'm in absolute agony.
I can't even drink out of my Stanley cup. Never mind.
I can't even drink out of a straw, let alone go to a hot yoga.
As in a hot room to do exercise.
I've rang them twice this week to be like, stop. I need to cancel the class. I can't go. I'm in too much pain.
What is that? Like, oh, imagine he is your boyfriend now. He'd just be up the walls.
Pippa, like, stressing over him.
God, that fucking the classes and cat. Oh, that stress me out so much.
I spent 60 quid.
Oh, no, stop.
You got a refund.
They said that they would give me one free week of, like, extension.
You don't deserve a refund.
Of the credits. So
please go to hot yoga. Yeah. I beg you.
I will at one point when I'm better.
Yeah, make it worth it. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
We could dance, we could dance all night.
The gorgeous Miles Smith and Nice to Meet You on Spin with Emma, gorgeous. Dave and Aisling. If you are lucky enough to have tickets not long now, just over a month at the 18th of February, plays the Olympia.
Oh, wow.
Miles Smith does.
Yeah.
Such a small venue.
I'd love to get to that gig.
Yes. Listen, something very, very important coming up on the show in around 10 minutes' time. We are going to need your help with something that will change the course of this show forever.
Okay.
And we mean that now. There's no messing coming up in 10 minutes' time. We need you. We're making history, folks. All right. I told you earlier that we have a question for you this morning on the show, and it is going to change the course of history on this show forever.
We're definitely not being dramatic on that statement.
We're not at all. This right? is fact, okay? This is a question that is so much bigger than all of us here. It kind of affects who we are yeah. as a people,
I would say. It affects the show.
And this question is feck offensive? We need you to get in touch by sending over feck or no feck to 087-711-1038, answering the question, is feck offensive? When you hear us say feck, do you say boo or yay?
Or is it just so normal that you just don't care?
Or are you completely indifferent? So feck or no feck to 087-711-1038.
I think we have changed the game as an Irish radio show.
I think so too.
Because no other Irish radio show I listen to uses that word.
Really?
Yeah, they don't.
I will say
I've used it before, but I've used it on the nighttime radio show, like at 9 o'clock.
Oh, you bad boy.
And like, look, I'm wild.
I do think that on this show, we play a little bit fast and loose with the language. Mm-hmm. We say the odd B. We say the odd sh.
With an E at the end.
Yeah, with an E at the end. And then we say feck, and I would be quite a big proponent of the feck yeah. as well.
Especially as an Irish person.
Yeah, and listen, I think... Look, personally, I think that we're in Ireland and it's a very soft little word. It's Absolutely. Akin to flip to yeah. me in my head.
Yeah. However, and I think it would be completely different if we were talking about a U. An F-E-C-K Absolutely. Is harmless, in my opinion.
Well, you exactly. see, in my opinion, I was never allowed to use that word as a kid.
Right,
well,
okay.
As a kid,
like,
yeah.
that is...
But I think any parent wants to keep those words out of, like, your little mouth when you're an innocent kid.
I don't... I kind of look at it a little bit like it is still a curse word in my eyes.
Okay, well, a lot of kids listen to this show, so this is why we need to figure this out. So, the big issue that we have here is with management. We're at war with our bosses right now, okay? We have an Australian boss, Nick, and above him, we have an English boss, James, okay? And they have told us both that their toes curl when they hear a feck on the airwaves
yeah.
because they just think...
But they think it's as bad as the other one.
They do. And we've explained time and time again, guys, it's absolutely not as bad as that. It's very colloquial. It's very flippant.
Very Irish.
But that's not yeah. the question. The question is not, is the word feck as bad as the other one?
It's not.
The question is feck offensive?
Yeah. And just before Christmas, James, big boss, came up to me and he said, Aisling, today I listened to your show and I took the liberty of making a tally of every time you said feck on the show, and I actually had to give up because I ran out of space on my page and went out of ink, and I actually couldn't even keep up with the amount of times you said it. You've got to be a bit more careful, Aisling. And that's exactly what he sounds like.
Can I just be like, I really need you to know he sounds absolutely nothing like that.
You're not too far off.
Yeah. So... we need to figure this out once
and we'll
and
go
for
with
all.
What you say.
We will.
If you think they need to go and we need to be more careful, fair enough. We're always open to feedback here.
However, we will say that there are some people who are more offended easier than others. So if you are really not offended, you need to let us know as well.
Big time. No, we need an opinion one way or the other on this, because we may remove Fex from this show entirely or introduce a Fex penalty based on your response, okay? And we will go with whatever you say, because at the end of the day, bosses don't matter. You listening are the people that matter.
Yeah.
So right now on WhatsApp 087-711-1038, Feck or no feck, feel free to throw in a voice note if you have some more elaborate feelings on this. Feck or no feck will do nicely.
All right, cool. It'll change the course of history on this show.
I wonder how many Exciting. Was in the tally there, James.
Get in touch now on WhatsApp. Camilla is there. How are you? What's the story?
Right, so I kind of thought about it. I was like, I wasn't sure whether the no feck meant as in to get rid of it or to keep it.
No, no feck means we're getting rid of feck.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, no, I sent in the wrong thing, sorry.
Oh, right, okay, so you are a big feck.
You're pro-feck.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
grand.
Yeah.
Pro-feck, or is there any reason?
I agree, and do you think it's, do you think it's a swear word in your eyes?
No.
Okay.
Perfect.
It's soft.
Camilla, I actually wasn't expecting that from your name. I thought you were going to be like, no, it's definitely very offensive.
But, well, the that's true, Dave.
It is, but you know what?
You've offended her now, Dave.
You're pro-fec, and I just love you for it. Well done, Camilla.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye. In the bag. So fec or no fec in a WhatsApp, please. A voice note in.
Keep fec. It's not that bad.
Lovely.
Okay, that makes me think it is bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, the time that the children are saying.
Richard.
Beck is absolutely fine to say. There's more things in life to get offended by. And whether that's socks with sandals, doing a high rocks, or keeping the toaster in the press, that's far more offensive.
Fair enough.
See, wow, and he sounds English to me.
But the question isn't, is it more offensive than something? The question is it offensive? The question is it something we can say on Irish radio?
Yeah.
Melissa, how are you?
How are you?
Good, right. Love.
Melissa, here we go.
Are you pro feck or no feck?
Pro feck.
You're pro feck, right? Go on.
Oh, good.
Melissa, why are you pro feck?
It's not a bad word. I won't put it as a bad word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when we say it on the radio, does it make you feel like iffy?
No.
Okay. That's good.
That's good, dear.
Do you think we say worse?
You could say worse, yeah. You there's a lot worse to say than
absolutely.
Where do you stand on bitch?
All right, Melissa.
You'll have to mention that to the boss.
Yeah. Thanks, gal.
See you, Melissa.
Bye,
Melissa.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Dave, I'm kind of surprised at you.
Are you?
Yeah, I just feel like you're erring quite on the side of caution with this. I thought you'd be a bit more loosey-goosey.
I am loosey-goosey when it comes to most things, but like I'll say random things on the show or whatever that I'll get in trouble for after. But when it comes...
Yeah, I feel like you say a lot worse than fake.
But when it comes to like words like that, I'm like, I don't know, I just err on the side of caution.
Are you afraid your mammy's going to give out to you?
I am a little bit, yeah. I kind of look at Nick like my mammy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
Ina sent us a voice note on this.
I lived in Wales for 20 years, only recently returned to Ireland, and I remember having conversations with people regarding feck. They were also just as offensive as your bosses. They're offended as your bosses. I had to explain to them, like, when I was younger, I would be able to use the word feck in front of my parents, but if I ever use the you, I'd be in deep, deep trouble.
Yeah. Totally.
And if it does come to pass and you are not allowed to use the word feck anymore, then please promise me you will replace it anytime you want to curse with the town Termin Feckin.
Brilliant.
Termin Feckin.
That is a great show, Ian.
That's very good.
Okay, well, that's what we said. We said we will do whatever the majority say. You have about 3 minutes left to get your votes in. Feck if you're pro-feck or no feck if you're anti-feck. We will rule out feck or perhaps replace it with Termin Feckin.
If you want the joy of saying feck as well, send a voice note with feck or no feck. Whatever you want.
Absolutely.
This is too much, guys.
Feckin. You're on spin.
Huge show.
Oh my God. It is absolute crunch time here. About 20 minutes ago, we asked you, is the word feck offensive when you hear it on the radio? And we've asked you to get in touch. Feck if you're pro feck, and no feck if you're anti-feck. We'll get to you in a second there. I told you that we are in a war with our bosses, particularly our big boss, James.
James.
From Leeds. Because before Christmas, James came up to me. I think it might have been at the Christmas party, which I felt was a little bit of an overstep. and he said, Ashlyn, today I listened to your show and I was there with my pen and paper. And I said, I'm going to do it, Sally. Of every time you say feck on the show, and I actually ran out of paper and my pen went dry and I couldn't even keep up with all the feck.
She's brave, isn't she?
She's very brave.
She's very brave.
So I said, be a bit careful there, Ashlyn.
So and with this kind of been an ongoing thing for a while. We have an Australian boss, Nick. Then obviously we have James as well, and their toes curl, and we use the word feck a lot, I think, as Irish people, and they think they're going to get loads of complaints and be in big trouble, right?
Yeah. And you may have noticed that every time we've said it on this show today, you might hear someone in the background go,
We've actually just gotten a message in from our Australian boss, Nick, saying his six-year-old Noah in the back of the car is going, Dad, I think I'm pro-feck.
Stop it. Please,
good morning, James. Good morning, big boss James.
You don't realise, no one's ever applauded me in this building before. That the cold sweats I get just watching you lot do that now.
But we've been doing the show for 2.5 years and you've never got a complaint, an official complaint about it.
I know. It honestly, it's something that is really Irish and I just don't get.
Did you know about it before you moved here at all?
I'd watch Father Ted.
There you go.
We got to find out the results, okay? Listen. And I think Big Boss James is the person who should give these results. Okay.
Just to say, James, I'm for the last 20 minutes, we have asked the audience listening to the show how they feel about the word feck.
You've asked all the Irish people.
Yeah. We'll change the course.
Shockingly, okay. They do listen to our show.
What's next? Do you like Guinness?
James, will you respect the result of the Irish jury?
Oh, my God.
James, will you respect the result of the Irish jury?
Yes,
and will you get off our backs?
I'm never doing that, but yeah.
Read the results.
Okay, guys. A no feck.
No feck.
The audience has spoken. A no feck is 10%, so feck is 90%.
Us paddies are mad, aren't we?
Play a song. play Sabrina Carpenter. Song.
Them feckin' paddies. Them feckin' paddies.
James, give us one
Stop
feck.
It.
Give us one feck before you go.
No, it was horrible saying that then.
Give us one big Father Ted feck.
Feck.
Yay!
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello, what is the story?
What's going on?
You know, we haven't really checked in on it over the last while. Dave, you were off, and while you were gone, we created a scoreboard for January when you were sick, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So essentially, the idea was that you would accumulate points across January for doing very January things.
And I saw it. It did very well online.
It did very well. A lot of shares.
The social media head was very happy with
great
this.
Great reach.
Yeah.
Great reach.
But the idea is, you'll see it there on our Instagram if you scroll down slightly, there was negative points for doing not January things.
Okay.
And positive points for doing very January things, such as making soup, doing your 10,000 steps a day.
Okay.
Bad points, going out for dinner, going on holidays, anything like that.
Jeez, in January, where would you be going?
That's exactly what I mean, right? So I haven't heard from yours yet. I'd really want to know how you're doing.
I'll have to do it.
And I know this weekend I am going big into the neg.
So am I.
And why? I've been doing so well.
Yeah, where are you going?
Really good.
Really good. Well, I'm going to Cork tomorrow.
Oh, that's a holiday.
Instant negative points going to Cork.
That's like a trip away. Now, it is a voucher for my birthday last year I have to use, but still it falls into the negative points.
I think
points.
It falls into holidays,
it's fun. I did get a takeaway last night.
On a weeknight, Emma Nolan.
I am kind of sick of my hairy legs.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Aisling, but I think I'm going to have to shave.
Don't you dare.
Have you? Come on, you're going to London for the weekend. You're not going to shave those hairy monsters?
I already did. I'm well in the red.
Oh, are you? And tonight, I meet my friend for dinner.
For dinner?
We're going
in
out
January.
For a meal.
Well, it's like pub grub, but still.
You are in the red.
I can't get over you.
This is not January.
Do you know what we should have put on the positive points? Taking sick days, you'd be through the roof.
She just had to. The heat was too much for her. She had to redirect it.
Absolutely, I did. We've all been there at one point or another, where especially when you're in a different country, I think. And I'd never tried to con anyone out of a few bob for a train ticket, but sometimes it's so confusing. I remember when I landed in Berlin to visit my cousin a few years back, and literally the train was there, and I was like, I can't see anywhere obvious to buy this ticket, and it's going to leave, and there's not one for 40 minutes. I'm going to just hope for the best here.
I think it is one of the most like stressful things about travel is like how to get the ticket to go from here.
But especially in Germany, you don't just get the ticket; you then also have to verify that you have a ticket by stamping it in this like little machine. You're like, I have the ticket. Why is that not proof enough that I have a ticket?
Yes.
I remember once going to Paris and having to like get a passport photo taken and get this little card thing some man made me get, and I definitely think that was unnecessary.
You were scammed. You just got your identity stolen is what's happened.
There's someone who looks just like you swan around Paris in a very big job right now. Well, train they're making headlines in the UK. Train passengers that are being caught without a ticket, they're saying that this watchdog is saying that they should be given essentially a yellow card rather than a full-on penalty.
Okay.
There was huge headlines last year about a guy who bought the wrong or used the wrong ticket at a certain time of day because it's more pricey in the morning, and it made headlines. It was just so embarrassing for the company who were going after him for big money on this, and it was like, oh come on, it was such a human error kind of a thing.
That's why I do kind of love, like, I know we shouldn't ever talk about how great the Irish rail service is, but at least we don't have to do anything mad. Like, you just buy your ticket and that's it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Not to know, but you know, but you're in a zone now that it changes, or you went through Carlo, so
yeah, or it's more expensive in this time zone than it is. You're like, shut up.
Apart from the bloody toll, I know that's separate, but the toll up to the tunnel.
On a train?
No, not in a train.
All right, thank
God. But Transport Focus are saying that they're urging everyone in Britain to introduce the system that will make things fairer for everyone. And there's other things, I think, in life that you shouldn't get the full penalty for. A little yellow card, I think it seems. The other way, you have penalty points before you're off the road.
Mm. Yeah.
Something like that. It's not the full, you're not fully off, but you need to kind of watch yourself.
It's a little warning.
Little warning. Maybe you have some suggestions for these, but I would say, you know, when you stay on the bus, a couple more stops than you've declared when you tap your leap card.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you kind of hop on saying, I'm going to Georgia Street, but you kind of continue to the keys because you realise your friends weren't where they said they were, and you're kind of like, I'm going to say nothing and just hope he doesn't notice me.
Yeah, and he does a little, and that's all.
And you say, thank you, bye, and you run.
I got on the bus there a couple of weeks ago, and you know the thing where you scan it and your leap card goes,
oh, yeah.
And the bus driver goes, you're going to top that up? I was like, it's not going to you. Do you know what I mean?
It's sort of his job, though, would you not think?
For God's sake. The only time I've ever been... I've had a... for 29 years of my life, and no one has ever been like, hey, pop that up.
Accidentally shoplifting. Yellow card. Such as when Aisling accidentally shoplifted before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, when I had a bottle of water tucked under my arm and then walked out with it under my arm. And I was like, oh, my God.
And then the next day went back to the same shop, bought a bottle of water, scanned a bottle of water and left it there because you felt bad. Yellow card.
Yellow card.
That was, it was an accident. Not paying to pee in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre or any public bathroom. That you're charged to enter for. Say, I'd say you shouldn't even get yellow carded.
You should be giving Stephen's Green a yellow card for charging.
For charging.
True. I would say the 100th time, that's when you should maybe get yellow carded.
Yeah.
I'd normally just stand there holding in the wee waiting for someone to come out. Hold the door.
Yeah.
One, not because I'm that much of a scab, but I don't have the coins on me either. Are they tapped? Are they up to tap now? I don't even know, to be honest.
There's,
so
a couple of,
there.
There's always just a couple of coins on the table. I just pick one up and put it back down.
if you're caught taking like a bathrobe from your hotel room, it's like, ah, you chance or enjoy.
That's a good
it.
One. Yeah, that's a very good one.
Are you lovable rogue?
Yeah.
It's like that.
I'd be way too terrified to take a bathrobe from a hotel.
Yeah, a lot of people take the slippers because they, you know, they're kind of going in the bin anyway. But yeah, like yellow card, you little chancer. The person who pushes in really late to a gig and stands in front of you, spoiling your little safe space and your perfect viewpoint, you're entitled to be here too, but you're getting yellow card.
Yeah, red card if they're taller than you.
That's borderline red for me. Yeah.
Borderline red, but they do have just as much right to be there than you. That's what annoys me sometimes when I'm like, I really want to say, can you like move? I was here. And it's like, you know, you've no right to do that.
Tall people at the back. I think that's fair enough.
I think that's fair enough. Even if your partner's at the front.
Yeah.
You stay right down there at the back.
Make some friends.
Me and Pippa at the front.
Is Pippa small?
No, she'd be my height.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's great. It works really well.
I've been fielding a lot of emails recently, and not even work emails, but I've had a lot of emails in my personal email, right? And it's mainly around this one booking I've been trying to make for a hotel. So I got my mom a night in like a fancy hotel for her birthday because she was celebrating a roundy birthday before Christmas.
You've said that before. I've never heard of roundy birthday before. Or I never really knew what it meant until I put it into context.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's like
congratulations.
You don't want to save the decade.
Congratulations to Paula.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, so we're going to go in March for a night, and the night away includes spa treatments and a dinner. Mm. So I booked it kind of through email because I had to ask a couple of questions, and then they emailed me subsequently asking me like the times I wanted for the dinner and the spa treatments that I wanted. And the length of the emails they've been sending is nothing short of extortionate. And
nothing short at all.
Yeah, nothing short at all. I've gotten 9 different emails from them trying to just book these very simple things. And I feel like they're using AI to write their emails.
Oh, go on.
Because they're so excessive.
Yeah.
Each email has about 5 paragraphs in it simply to ask me like what time and any dietary requirements. I got to fly through basically the email where they asked me what time I wanted to book the dinner at. And it's just ridiculous. I'm emailing to inquire you if you would like any assistance in relation to booking a dinner reservation, as dinner for 2 guests in the restaurant is included as part of your package. Our restaurant offers a luxurious 4-course dinner, which highlights some of the wonderful local and seasonal produce our dining team have access to here in the hotel, including honey from our very own honeybees. If you could kindly confirm your preferred dining time, I would be happy to check availability on your behalf. Please also confirm if there's any dietary requirements we should be aware of, and I will certainly note this information on any dining reservations with us here in the hotel. Oh my
dear God.
And there's another paragraph.
That's an essay.
Oh, it doesn't end there.
This last paragraph is very AI to me. Lastly, as this is a birthday celebration, can I kindly confirm your mother's name so I may note this special occasion on your upcoming reservation and ensure all our teams in the hotel note this special occasion for you and your mother.
A special occasion.
Don't use special.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Isn't that so AI?
They've overkilled it now.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I replied with the least
I replied, what
of words
is going on?
Possible. Yeah, I literally went, hi, 7:15, please, 1 vegetarian, thanks. Just to see.
TNKS.
Yeah, thanks. Just to see when they come back with like a shorter reply.
Yeah.
I am now delighted to confirm your dinner reservation for 2 guests. I have also noted your request for a vegetarian option and our wonderful team would be delighted to assist. I have noted that you and Paula will be celebrating this wonderful occasion during your stay with us in March this year. And if there is anything further I may assist you with, or should you have any further queries about your upcoming stay and dining, please do not hesitate to contact me. Oh
dear God.
Such a waste of everybody's time.
And energy.
The same thing with the spa. I had to fill out this massive form. Then came about 15 paragraphs of the spa rules.
And who's it signed by? Is it signed by the same person each time?
The spa and the dinner. Yeah, yeah, same person.
Same
and it's like
person.
A human, like.
Really?
Like sort of
if her name is like Yvette.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for God's
right.
sake.
Like AI Sharon Yvette. Or whatever. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I just think that's mad. Do you think they're using like an AI template?
They'd have to be using AI. I would imagine she's probably going to AI, taking your email, just bringing it to AI, going, write a response to
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
do you think so?
I'd say that's a done thing now.
Like, I literally, I'm just trying to compare. I'm going to that hotel in Cork on Friday,
yeah.
right? Or Saturday with the girls. And I said,
what time are you coming at? There's no parking.
It literally said, dear Emma, thanks for your email. This has been added to your renovation. Kind regards.
Perfect.
To your renovation.
Reservation. Reservation.
They even got that wrong. God, they're crap in Cork, aren't they?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's time for this.
Oh.
One more tune. Go
it's
on, Ashley.
Not a thing.
One more tune.
Still not a thing.
One more tune.
For God's sake, Ashley.
Once a week.
We agreed we were never going to sing.
Once a week, myself, Dave and Ashley, we go head to head on One More Tune. The idea here is that we all pick a different song that we love and we hope you love it too. Only one can win though and play in full to launch the weekend on the show. So you're voting for Emma, Dave or Ashling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. This guy was making headlines big time last week after it was revealed he tipped a waitress 20 grand right before Christmas. It's the lovely Post Malone.
Then you're left in the dust unless I stuck by.
From the Spider-Man movie, that is Post Malone and Sunflower. And if you'd like to hear it in full, get in touch. Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-1038.
My song is no longer topical, but it was topical a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to choose it as my one more tune last week, but I was sick. So this week, I've gone for this.
Give me the green light.
Gatesy. Yeah, if you want that to play, that is Pitbull and Green Light. Bring back the darts, I say. It is Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. That is Luke Littler's walkout tune. You know you want to hear it.
You know he won.
What?
Did you hear he won?
I watched the whole thing, yeah.
Just because you're so late.
I watched every dart.
Did you?
I heard this song somewhere recently this past week and I was like, that is such a tune I haven't heard in ages. I've gone for this. Dreamer than a girl. I know weekends in January don't feel like much of a party, but that is a way to launch the weekend. It is Prima Donna by Marina. And if you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
What about her diamonds?
They're gone.
They're gone.
She got rid of the diamonds.
Ah, did she?
Chucked them out, yeah.
Ah, she's only got the rubies
just,
now.
It's just Marina.
Okay, so I've gone for Post Malone and Sunflower. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Pitbull and Greenlight. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Marina and Prima Donna. Aisling, please, to 087 711 1038.
I feel like we've all given it welly this week and there's no need to be getting any kind of public shaming.
Yeah, I tried my best. I was here for 2 days.
Emma and I were on our own for 3 days.
Yeah, and Callum left us one day.
Only
yeah.
one day.
Yeah. Yeah. So there can't be any worse bits, can there, Callum?
Of course there is. You're all the worst.
Of course there are.
What a week it has been. Dave returned from his sickbed. The cherry tomato bridge phase is over. And we're hoping to pay out six figures on the cash machine today, but it can't all be good things.
Oh, no.
I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
That's the first worst bits bit where I haven't heard a Taylor Swift fact.
I know, it's good. It's all about growth.
They've kind of gone, but we are playing Taylor Swift next, so it kind of makes up for it. It's Karma, it's going to be a really good song.
It's going to be.
She closed the Eras tour.
It's
going to
be really good.
It's going to be a really good song.
It's
going to
be huge.
Really, huge song. Big song. We may still only be in January. There's actually 2 weeks left of January. I can't bear it. But Aisling's having problems with months of the year.
All right, 13th of December. Nearly at the middle of January. I know the second half is definitely the worst.
You know, you just said 13th of December.
Oh, great.
Nearly the middle of January.
What the
that
hell?
That says it all, really. Doesn't
what happened there?
It was
there?
Very early in the morning.
Right, okay.
On Monday, I think.
It was actually at 8 o'clock, so it wasn't that.
Oh, early. Wasn't that? Yeah. Ah, still very early.
It was only fair after Dave having a week off that his impression of Michaela Hayes came out of the woodwork.
Does Michaela Hayes still work here?
She does. Yeah,
oh, good.
Up next
is she on the way next?
She's on the way next.
She is, yeah, she's hanging
her.
On.
Have you missed her? Oh, my God, Michaela's on the way.
Thank God she's such a good sport, lads.
Thank God she's a good sport.
It was her 2-year anniversary yesterday as well.
Congratulations, yeah. Michaela.
So you gave her a good grueling. Speaking of impressions, Aisling got to drop her best Big Boss impression today.
Aisling, today I listened to your show and I took the liberty of making a tally of every time you said feck on the show and I actually had to give up because I ran out of space on my page and went out of ink.
Brilliant.
I don't know what that accent is because a lot of people were saying that it's very close to him because our boss,
on.
He's from kind of Leeds way.
It's a bit Vernon Kay, I think.
Yeah, but there's also a bit of Newcastle in
Newcastle,
there.
Newcastle,
well.
Yeah. I think he did a great job.
And finally, I didn't know we were joined by Eminem in the studio this week.
I'm so hey, there's vomit on my sweater already.
They've been sweaty.
Sorry, hold on. Sorry, this has just come in. Brand
new sound. Fresh and first. New to spin.
New to oh? spin.
Number one for new music. No. His palms
are sweaty, knees weak. I'm so hey, there's vomit on my sweater already. They've been
sweaty. I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of this week.
Brilliant, well done. Okay, your very last chance to vote. What song do you want to close the show in a few moments' time? That's January. Nice little chill vibe. Courtesy of Post Malone and whoever his collaborator is. I can't remember your man's name.
Swaley.
Thank you. That is called Sunflower and it's Emma in a WhatsApp. If you want to hear it, our number is 087 711 1038.
Or how about this? Give me the green light. Remember the darts? That was ages ago. Well, I didn't get to choose one more tune 2 weeks ago because I was sick. So I'm going for it this time. Pitbull and Greenlight. OE 087 711 1038. Just the word Dave. Just the word Dave.
Hold on, can we just go back to the worst bits? Can I throw that
in? Yeah, rewind. I've gone for this. Prima Donna Girl. Window, baby. Let's go. Let's go on the lash.
It's only the 17th.
Ah, second. Aisling in a WhatsApp if you want to hear Marina.
And the Diamonds.
And Prima Donna.
She forgot
if you want to hear Prima Donna and the song Marina, it's Ashling to 087 711 103.
Right now, Taylor Swift.
Huge.
Huge.
Carmen.
Huge.
It's Artemas and I Like the Way You Kiss Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Alright guys, I just realised the ketchup song dance works really well with that and would look so cool in the club.
Last ketchup.
Yeah, like I was just doing
you're
the ketchup.
You're so topical.
Song, dance there to that song and like...
What does the ketchup song go again? You go like hands across
hands across and then you do like the
over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder and then a little twirly finger.
And then you flip around and do it again.
It works so well with
if
that
if you
song.
Want to see that, go to the Camden this Saturday. Ashling will be doing the last ketchup song.
On her own. I always enjoyed that song because the choreography was so simple.
So good.
Oh,
great tune as well.
Fancy timeless. TikTok dances these days. Okay, producer Callum has the results of One More Tune.
Oh, what have we got?
Yes, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Sunflower by Post Malone. Dave went for Green Light Pitbull. And Ashling went for Prima Donna by Marina.
All good choices.
All very good choices. I can tell you that there's a joint last, so kind of joint second, both with 27% of the result is Emma and Ashling.
Oh!
So that means Dave returns from his sick bed with a massive 46% of the votes.
Nice God.
And this Pitbull, Flow Rider and Lunch Money Lewis on this.
Oh, it's so good,
it
lads.
Is good.
Mind yourself over the weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.
Give me the green light,
I'm ready to go.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Ashling.